It is shaking.
Oh, it's bacon. What's happening? Yes, it's a solo hang. Yes, it's just me. Feel free to wait till the weekend before we get another real episode in. Hope y'all are doing good. Hope y'all are safe and in your homes. And if you happen to enjoy our last week's Super Bowl episode, give us some love on Instagram or please rate and review. We need some more ratings. Please rate and review the show if you've been enjoying the show. Congratulations to the Chiefs. Holy crap, what a sweaty halftime show. Let's just put it that way. Other than that, let me know what you thought of the Super Bowl halftime show, y'all. If you couldn't tell that Saturday, boy, I got hit with the flu that night, that next day. I was down up until basically Monday, yesterday. I had finally kind of regained my breath and, you know, like breathe out of my face and stuff like that. And we were going to have a show, and we were going to do something like Monday night or whatever. And on my way into work, I got fucking hit by some lady. Everything's okay. I got a little dent in the van. I'm okay. The lady's fine. Her car's not fine. But that, you know, proceeded to heed the, you know, to upheaval the show for that evening. So it kind of takes a lot out of you. I was fine, but I was a little, you know, shooken up. When you get in a small wreck like that, you know, you don't really know until you know. I had to go finish work, and I kind of knew. But anyway, yes, overcoming the flu. And then when I overcome the flu, I get in a car wreck. I'm fine. Van's fine. Lady's fine. Lady's car's not fine. Anyway, what's up, everybody? I hope everybody's doing good. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for all the downloads here recently. I want to thank all of our German listeners. I want to thank some of our Australian listeners. All of y'all. Y'all are wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Guys, let's get into a few pieces of gear before we, you know, before I run away. This PRS new SECE 24 standard. So it looks like they're doing an SEC. They're doing the SE bolt-on models now. All satin guitar, 24 frets. Yeah. Yes, full-blown maple neck bolt-on guitar. CESE guitars. Are they coming for the Squires? Probably. You're going to have to get really fancy with your finishes and with your body carves. But yeah, I mean, bolt-on PRSs at sub $500. Shit. 25-inch scale length, 10-inch fingerboard radius, 6 saddle tremolo. Comes in charcoal, turquoise, and vintage cherry. Turquoise would be interesting. Standard satin turquoise. Here's a picture of it. It doesn't look turquoise. It looks like a piece of Indian jewelry. Pretty cool. I don't blame them for doing this. I'm just surprised it kind of took them this long. But they're definitely like attacking the Squire market. They're attacking that sub 500 market. And everybody who's going to want a CE, like those PRS with the bolt-on necks. There you go. There's your, Silver Sky lineage. I say lineage. The CEs were before the Silver Sky, but still. An SECE. If you guys know the CE, the CEs are the bolt-on necks for the PRS guitars. So it's called a PRS SECE 24 standard satin. So it's a standard, 24 standard, just shy of $500. Not bad. Looks good. Looks really good. Videos all over the internet. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, some more interesting things that I've found. If you look, the Adam Jones, the new Adam Jones Epiphone Les Pauls are coming out. But these are the second Les Pauls in the Epiphone lineup with the Gibson headstock. Yeah, you heard me. Just like the Greenie, this Epiphone does not have any sort of ongoing artsy background, but has the Gibson stock with a Gibson headstock with the Epiphone logo on it. The second one in these line of guitars, Artist and Limited Run, I guess what Sweetwater has them under, has the same appointments as we all know. Adam Jones, Seymour Duncan's, yada yada yada. Silverburst, custom, da da da. We know this. We've seen this a million times. It's the Epiphone headstock. If this is where you lie and you are this kind of guy, you better, $1,500, you better snag it. Hell of a guitar. If that's your thing, and it has like a Tool-ish inspired motif on the back of the headstock. But that's it. There's no art on it, no nothing. Just a regular Silverburst Les Paul custom. But it has the Gibson headstock with an Epiphone logo. Just like Greenie. Looks great. I don't know. This looks better than the Greenie one. This one does, and I guess it's just because it's the custom. I don't know why the Greenie one looks weird. I don't know. That's just me. But I've always been partial to that Greenie guitar. Greenie and Stripe and Gary Moore guitars. Oh. Those Gary Moore guitars. Anyway. There's a few of the art collections left on Sweetwater. Demo available. Looks like there's one for $1,300. So anyway, last little bit here I want to get into. It's more Sweetwater stuff, but Sweetwater Epiphone Les Paul Custom. The colors, though, a Sweetwater exclusive in Viper Blue. Viper blew me away. It's like a quilt top blue back and sides, neck too. Really dark blue back. Excuse me. But still, there's a... And then if you look, it says exclusive shades of sound. It looks like there's a Viper blue in basically about everything. From the Les Paul Custom, Les Paul to a Gibson Les Paul Custom. Looks like a Frontier or a Dove style acoustic. And a custom SG. Yada, yada, yada. But yeah, Sweetwater having the Viper Blue. We're all still waiting on the Firebird Ones. Which, no, there's never been an official announcement, but we do know they are on the way. I don't know if we've talked about this, but there's this Kramer here. This is a Sweetwater exclusive. It's called the Hot Dogger, the 84 Hot Dogger. Single humbucker, Kramer guitar, maple neck, 22 frets, I believe, Floyd Rose. But it has hot dogs on it. Hot dogs all over it. Oh, it's all sold out. I bet it's on Reverb, though. Cool guitar. Lots of good looking hot dogs on it. But yeah, those are just some of the few things that have caught my eye here recently. We'll talk about more of these over the weekend. We'll get Jim's hot take on this. What else is going on? Have you guys heard about the Danny Masterson stuff? Holy crap, how high it has fallen. From Corcoran to some sort of California men's compound. I don't know, man. That man is so screwed. What else is there? What else can we get into before? Hope you all had a good Valentine's Day. That's another thing that has happened. Other than that, guys, I think that's where we're going to leave it. It's just short and sweet, little update, little bit of stuff to get you drooling for the weekend. We're going to have a proper show this weekend, guys. I'm overcoming the flu, and I got in a fucking car accident yesterday. What the fuck? Some dumb broad sideswiped me going through an intersection. I can't believe it. Anyway, everybody, everything's good here. I'm good. She's good. All good. Car's a little messed up. Anyway, I don't really have much else going on. Oh, the one thing I had seen, the warm audio. What do you guys think about warm audio? Let's do a little dive into them before we go. Seen some stuff. I don't know. They look really good. Some people really enjoy what they do. Definitely not on Sweetwater. Warm audio. Ringer Bringer 219. Looks like a Moog type pedal. This Warm Bender. I think this was the one that I had seen. Selectable three circuit tone bender style fuzz. And then that's what it looks just like, an old tone bender. Like, has that housing and everything, you know, getting $200. Accurately recreating two of the most iconic tone bender fuzz pedals in a bonus modern circuit. I think they do a Klon style thing. NOS 76, NOS 75 silicon attacking level. Silicon sounds more like a distortion. NOS 75 gives you creamy woman tone. NOS 76 is an aggressive fuzz with raw grit. Looks really good. You guys know I love fuzz pedals. Who doesn't? Anyway, I want to find their Klon clone or whatever the fuck it is. Centavio. I like Klon clones when they actually do the box right. Because to me, that just sucks when it's in a different box. Like, you want that. Like, if you buy, you don't buy a Klon to get a little pedal. Right? Like, to me, you'd buy a Klon to get a big ass box. Like, there's nothing wrong with, like, a big box pedal. And if you're afraid of a pedal in a big box, then you just suck. Besides, Centavo basically looks just like a Klon with a mod switch in the back. Edge of breakup, you know, settings, clean boost settings, biting overdrive, hard clipper settings. MSRP 179. Let's go to Reverb and look at some warm audio. Warm audio. A lot of microphone stuff. Instantly hit with all the microphone stuff. Looks like there's a bunch of Centavos. 179, 129, 129, 152. Looks like there's a blackout limited edition of this pedal. Well, that's cool. Warm audio. Have you guys messed with warm audio? Let me know. They've got the warm audio, warm bender out. If you're a tone bender person, I think you'd probably have to look into that. Just like that Boss tone fuzz bender or tone bender or whatever the fuck. They have a foxy tone. Warm audio foxy tone. It's a fuzz pedal with three cable. Oh, no, never mind. That's just that one. Fuzz pedal with, looks like, it's almost like an amp head looking thing. Anyway, what have y'all done with warm audio? Have you guys messed with warm audio at all or what? Let me know. I need to know more about them. It's kind of where I'm at. I'm not looking for a Klon. I'm not looking for a Tube Screamer. But I'm looking for something that sits. I need something that sits above overdrive, but below like gainy metal distortion. You know what I mean? Do you guys hear me there? That's kind of where my distortion, I don't know, problems are. I wouldn't say problems. I guess it's what I'm looking for in the perfect distortion sound for my pedal board anyway. Part of me loves what the Tube Pilot does and what the Tube Driver, those BK Butler things. Part of me loves that. But then I just don't, I've not, oh, what do you say? Sometimes I just don't feel like it gets enough ass to them. And then you need a little more. And then you just stacking pedals. I don't want to do that. I just want something that's going to get me to the point. Like the Soldano is really fun. SLO-100, but it's too modern gainy sounding. It doesn't sound like, I can't get it to color like a vintage style pedal. So anyway, I still like using it. I'm still going to use SLO until I find something different. But that's my distortion, I don't know, distortion journey where I'm at with it. But yeah, a good Klon recreation. I'd love to have a good big box Klon. I'd love to have a good big box Big Muff. Just a regular old Big Muff. Those golden Big Muffs are the shit. If you guys got one of those golden Big Muffs, please send me a picture so I can live through you. Those things are so cool. Anyway, let's see. I definitely am curious, you know, I think I'm curious about the Walrus Audio stuff. I think I might have to try the Walrus or the Earthquaker stuff or both. I've not tried those two yet either. Just looking for that really good, solid, you know, distortion sound. Not overdrive, not modern high gain. So I'm right there in the middle with enough balls to carry me through. Anyway. But yeah, that's it. That's me, a little bit of me rambling about some of the new stuff I've noticed, some of the stuff that I think looks good. I want to know what you guys are into and if you guys are into this warm audio stuff or what you guys have seen or heard or played about even the Walrus or the Earthquaker stuff. And check out Sweetwater and check out the Viper Blue colors. And that Epiphone head, that Gibson headstock on the Epiphone Adam Jones. Boy, it begins. I wonder who's next with that, because that's such an honorable thing, I would think. You know, you get the Gibson headstock on the Epiphone guitar. That's such an honor. That would be such an honorable thing. Anyway, let me know what you think. If you haven't learned anything on this one, it was by accident. Guys, we will see you this weekend. Thank you for putting up with me for this 20-minute rant and ramble. Check out what we were talking about from the Epiphone Adam Jones, the Viper Blue, to the warm audio. Guys, let me know about warm audio. And I want to thank our German listeners. You guys have been showing out here lately. We'll see y'all next time. Big, small, one and all, we got it for you here. Thank you to Analog Pedals. Thank you to Franklin Straps. Thank you to Mean and Green Beard. Jim, we'll see you Saturday. Love you all. Peace.
Yeah, well, don't touch my hair.